We're glad to have all of you with us this morning, and all of you have met Kirk. I mean Kevin. You know Kevin pretty well, but this morning Kirk is here with his family. Sometimes something is going on. I don't know what it is. What is that? Does anybody know what that is? Blame it on Donald. Anyway, Kirk and Lily are here with their children, Amy and Andrew, and we're glad to have them, really glad to have them. And I'm glad to have you with us today. And I want to be studying in Ephesians 2. So if you look with me in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, we'll study some other verses as well. But in chapter 2 and verse 2, "And you did he make alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins wherein you once walked." What I'm going to do is notice the walk that he mentions here and in other places. So, "And you did he make alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins wherein you once walked." And he's talking to the Gentiles. "And you did he make alive when ye were dead," these were the Gentiles, "through your trespasses and sins, wherein ye once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, of the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience." And then he says, "among whom we," so he includes both Jews and Gentiles in what he says here. So I want to give a little more attention to the verse here. So he says, "wherein you once walked." And that term is used to mean behavior, your conduct. Your conduct. "Wherein you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, of the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience." And I want to mention in verse 2, "wherein you once walked according to the course of this world." So actually, the words literally mean the age of this eon. The age of this eon. In verse 2, the course of this world, according to the course of this age, according to the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also, eventually therefore, Paul includes the Jews as well as the Gentiles in what he says, "among whom we also all once lived, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath." Nature there means long established practice. That is the definition given to that, long established practice. It is not some inherent thing that we're born with. It is long established practice. We were by nature children of wrath. And Paul includes himself as well as the Jews and the Gentiles. All of them were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. So he includes this. And the points of Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3, involve the guilt of sin and the practice. And the practice of sin. That's what it all involves. So I want to turn now to Ephesians 2 and verse 10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God afore prepared that we should walk in them." We are his workmanship. Do you consider yourself as the workmanship of God? If you have surrendered yourself to God and you say, "I'm living for God," and let him have his way with you, then you are his workmanship. He's not going to make you something that you don't want to be. You have to want to be that. So if you want to be that, and you're willing to submit yourself to him, then he will make you. This is the way you should walk. Ephesians 2:10 is the way we should walk. Now Ephesians 2 and verse 1 is the way we do walk. have walked.
But in Ephesians 2:10 is the way we should walk. So in verse 10, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God afore prepared that we should. See that? That we should walk in them. So that term walk, again, is a matter of conduct, talking about your conduct. And I bid you to think about yourself and think about your actions, your conduct. Is your conduct worthy of the way you have been called? So this is, we should walk in them. All right? I want now to turn to Ephesians 4 and verse 1. By the way, there are 7 times that the walk is mentioned. Isn't that interesting? 7 times. That number is very, very often used by someone, an inspired writer. So, in Ephesians 4:1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk. There the word walk is again. Walk worthily of the calling. That word worthily is a very special word. Worthily of the calling. Wherewith we have been called. What is the calling wherewith we have been called? We've been called to Jesus, to walk in His ways. We just had the Lord's Supper. We really need to think about that. We've been called to meet the Lord and to follow the Lord and so on like that. So he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk. There the word walk is again, worthily of the calling wherewith you were called. You're a Christian. I'm a Christian. Do you bear the name Christian? Do you say, yes, I'm a Christian? If you claim to be a Christian, there's a certain way that we must live and walk. Not just in the mornings or evenings, but every day, all the time. We need to walk worthily of the calling wherewith we have been called. Look at the other things he says here. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beseech you to walk worthily of the calling wherewith you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, giving diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's the calling. It's a precious calling. You think about that. You were called to walk in the Lord. That means that you have to obey the Lord. Submit yourself to Him. Do His will. So that's the idea. Walk worthily of the calling wherewith we have been called. Giving all diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then he says, there is one body and one Spirit. Even as all ye were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. 7 things, again, we have there. Now in chapter 4 in verse 17, listen to what he says there. This I say therefore in testifying the Lord that ye no longer walk. Now this is a change. You no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk. Now he's writing to people who, a great deal of whom were Gentiles. But he's saying that you are not to walk as Gentiles anymore. And he says, you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk. So there are Gentiles that don't walk as they should. But he says, you're not among that number. You Gentiles have obeyed the gospel. And you must, you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk. And then look at the description here. And as we look at this, I want you to think about yourself. I really want you to think about yourself. You no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk in the vanity of their mind. Vanity means there's nothing to it. It's emptiness. Vanity. What is your lifestyle? I ask you, what is your lifestyle? Is it vanity? What is your purpose? How many of you have a purpose in life? Have you seen a purpose? You accomplished that purpose. We must have a purpose. And that purpose should be God-given. You no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk in the vanity of their mind, the emptiness, without any purpose. Being darkened in their understanding, it's a veil of ignorance that is pulled over us. Being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God. I read the paper. When I read the paper, one of the things I think about is how many people are darkened in their understanding. People of our age, they're darkened in their understanding. It slaps you in the face that they are darkened in their understanding. The conduct of people is just atrocious. It's horrible. What is your conduct? We don't want our conduct to be like that of the world. Being darkened in the understanding, alienated from the life of God. Are you alienated from the life of God? Think about that. Are you alienated from the life of God? That means you don't know anything about it. And as I look at the people around us and hear about the things that go on today, I realize they don't have a clue what the life of God is. You're aware of that? They have no idea what the life of God is. They're alienated from the life of God. Well, why? Because of the ignorance that is in them. It's your fault. Your fault. You don't have to be. But it's your fault. Alienated from the life of God. Because of the ignorance that is in them. You don't know. But why do you not know? Well, he goes on. Because of the hardening of their hearts. Now, my friends, I want to ask you, if you're ignorant because you don't want it, it's out there, and I'll ask you, I want to ask a number of you, it's out there. Do you want it? If you don't want it, you can't make an excuse. Alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart. Have you hardened your heart? I don't want it. I don't want it. That's terrible. You shouldn't have that attitude. All right, now let's go to another walk. This is in Ephesians 5 and verse 2. In Ephesians 5 and verse 2, beginning in verse 1, be ye therefore imitators of God as beloved children. As children that God loves, as beloved children. And get the idea, be imitators of God as beloved children, children that He loves. So when we have, I've used the idea of a child that walks in his father's steps. And sometimes throughout the years, a child has gone and gotten his father's shoes, put them on, or sometimes a little girl gets her mother's shoes, tries to wear those shoes, and it's a precious idea, a precious thing. They're trying to walk. They're trying to walk. Be ye therefore imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love. There's the walk. Walk in love. Even as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for an odor of a sweet smell. So we are to be imitators of God. Therefore we are to love God. We are to say, God is the one I want to be like. He's the one I want to be like. walk in love as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for an odor of a sweet smell. A sweet smell to God. And when I study something like this and think about it, I think about what we just did. We had the Lord's Supper. And that reminds us exactly what this is talking about. Walk in love as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. So Jesus did that. He loved you and gave himself up for us. One of my favorite terms when I think about what Jesus did is to use the word sacrifice. I think in a way that captures what he did for us. He sacrificed himself for us. And the more I think about what Jesus did, the more I'm at a loss to understand, to explain it. It's a wonderful thing that he did for us. I like to think about his resurrection. I like to think about his resurrection and about his ascension. He's been in heaven now, back in heaven. 2,000 years. And I think about him back in heaven. And I think about those whom he knows in heaven, those who are with him. That's a precious idea. Those who are with him in heaven. All right, let's look at another walk now. Ephesians 5 and verse 8. Not much farther, not much more distance. But in verse 8, for ye were once darkness, but are now in the light. Walk as children of light. Let your behavior becomes a child of light, a child that walks in the light of God, in the revelation of God. That's what it's talking about. That's what we need to do. In verse 8, but now ye are darkness, but for ye were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them. For the things which are done by them in secret, it is a shame even to speak of. Now then, in Ephesians 5 and verse 15. Ephesians 5 and verse 15. Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, buying up the opportunity, not letting it get past you. Buying up the opportunity, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So, the idea of look carefully how you walk. Walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means the circum is around you, and spectly means looking around you. When you walk, you need to be careful. Look around you. And walk carefully, because you're in a dangerous position. Anytime you're walking, behaving, conducting yourself, we have to be careful. Are you careful with your conduct of yourself? Who else is going to be careful of your conduct? You're the one that's to be careful. Walk as children, or walk as wise. Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunken with wine, wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit, and speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with and singing and making melody with your hearts to the Lord. So, we have a walk. As Christians, we have a walk. And the Lord bids us all to walk that way. And Paul, in this letter, bids us all walk that way. So, how are you walking today? Are you walking in the Lord? Are you walking the way the Lord has bidden you to do? We follow the example of the Lord. We were called. We were called by the Lord. And as we go about, we are called by the Lord. We have to understand that everything comes from Him. So we need to walk in His ways. Just like Ephesians chapter 2. We need to walk not according to the course of this world, of the powers of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once lived, but we need to remember that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And let us walk that way. Do you walk that way? It is a decision you make. It is not something that happens to you. It is a decision you make. I am going. How many of you have made the decision? Some of you are not old enough to make the decision. But there are those of you who are old enough to make the decision. And you need to make that decision and walk in His ways. If you're subject to the invitation, then we would like to bid you come as we stand and sing. Wow.